Person can wash his hands in the morning and make a condition that he wants us to work for all the achilas that he's going to eat in the course of the day. He has to make sure that the first netila was the kosher netila. Says the Machaber, even if he's not under extenuating circumstances. The Mishnah Berurah says there are poskim that say this is not a lechatchila the good thing, only b'shas atrak. He knows he's going on a trip and he's concerned he won't find water, so he has his eitz. Now, the hard part about this is, the Shulchan Aruch continues, he has to make sure that he's constantly watching over his hands. He shouldn't touch a place that is not noki. So this is very complicated. If he puts on gloves the whole day, that would be an eitzah. The brewer brings the eitzah we just mentioned of putting the gloves on, and he also brings achreinim shir knesak doyle and eli rab that say that today the minig is not to use this tnai because the maisa we cannot rely on ourselves to constantly have our minds on the cleanliness of our hands. The maisa, he says, is a tremendous etchak, and there's no other eitzah, and the person is careful, he puts on the gloves or whatever else, then he can't rely on this. Continues the mechaber. If he made his condition and then he gets water, he should wash his hands again, but not make a bracha, because meikatin, if he washed over his hands, he can rely on the condition he made in the beginning of the day. The Rambam says, the mahani tnai, daf kimetila sheinu tzorach achila, kimetila shachis. The Rambam is now saying that this whole inyan of making a tnai only helps for netilas yadayim, not for eating. Like washing your hands in the morning before davening. If you're washing for eating purposes, that does not help to make a tnai in there for the rest of the day. Mishnah Berurah explained that it's talking about a case where he is not now involving himself in netilas yadayim that he has a chiyuv. He knows he's going to have to eat in an hour. He washes it now with a tnai that this should work for the food he's going to eat in an hour from now. So in such a case, it doesn't happen, because you always have to eat immediately after making the tzitzis yadayim. But if you ate for a suda and then you made a tanai, that it should work for the second suda, then Mishnah Berurah says the Rambam wouldn't be moided that it does help, provided you had all the conditions we mentioned previously.